Welcome, peaceful viewers, to Noteworthy News, positive news for a better world, bringing you uplifting news from around our beautiful planet. Supreme Master Television is broadcast from Los Angeles, California, USA.
For positive programming, join us on Astro 1 at 19.2 degrees east, or Hotbird 6 at 13 degrees east, in Europe, the Middle East, and Northern Africa.
In just 12 days, starting on November 16th, Supreme Master Television will be broadcasting via more satellites around the world. Australia and New Zealand, Optus B3/D2. Africa, Intelsat 10KU and C-band. Asia, Intelsat 10 C-band, ABS, AsiaSat 2, AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 25. South America, Hispasat and Intelsat 907. And the Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2.
We will also continue to be available online worldwide at suprememastertv.com.
In today's news, Burundi youth to take part in peace-building process. In environmental news, China commits to protecting Antarctic marine life. In health news, thousands of Guatemalans have their eyesight restored through free operations. In technology news, robots are used for surgery. In animal news, a modern Noah's Ark is used in California. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your positive TV channel.
Today in history, November the 4th, Dr. Joseph Rotblat was born in Poland in 1908. He was awarded a Doctor of Physics from the University of Warsaw in 1938. Dr. Rotblat was also a devout believer in peace. He became one of the leading voices of his time on peace and the use of science for peaceful purposes. Among his many awards, Dr. Rotblat won the Albert Einstein Peace Award in 1992 and the Nobel Peace Prize in 1995. Today, we remember Dr. Joseph Rotblat, an outspoken advocate for peace and the peaceful use of science and technology for humanity.
A relief news update from the Supreme Master Qinghai International Association. Throughout the Caribbean, Tropical Storm Noel has brought heavy floods to many countries in the Central American region, including Mexico, the Dominican Republic, and Haiti. Supreme Master Qinghai has pledged $60,000 for emergency aid for Mexico, Cuba, and the Dominican Republic. The funds would be used to purchase about $250,000 in relief supplies if purchased in the U.S. based on the cost of living in these countries. Monitoring closely the situation in this and other regions, Supreme Master Qinghai frequently asks for continual updates from our association's relief teams. With Master's permission, we'd like to share with viewers the latest reports from our association's headquarters office in Formosa, or Taiwan.
November 2, 2007. Most benevolent Master, regarding Tropical Storm Noel in Tabasco, Mexico. This is a brief report of the critical situation in Tabasco. According to news reports, approximately 70% of the state of Tabasco was flooded and over 800,000 people had to leave their homes. There are now some 300,000 people being accommodated in public shelters and another 400,000 still waiting. Many people are camping out along the shoulders of the highways in the countryside. The governor of Tabasco has stated that this is the worst flooding in 50 years and that it will take a long time for the waters to recede. He is asking for help especially sandbags, boats, and helicopters to rescue stranded people. Meanwhile, the country's army convoys are arriving with field kitchens, and helicopter teams are rescuing people from the roofs of their homes. According to the current weather forecast, heavy rains are expected to continue. The people in Tabasco need donations such as canned foods, can openers, pantries, pills for water purification, disposable diapers for children and adults, medicines, sheets, personal cleaning items, shovels, wheelbarrows, lanterns, portable bathrooms, cradles, bathtubs for babies, etc. In a message just sent to the nation, the President of Mexico, Felipe Calderón, said, "Tabasco needs the help of all. Help the people in Tabasco, because the situation is really sad. We have opened bank accounts for donations from all people in Mexico. We hope to receive your contributions for this biggest catastrophe in Mexico in past years." Our association members from Mexico are going to help bring relief to the people in Tabasco. We are now contacting brothers and sisters who can assist. Most of all, we wish to have Master's blessing for ourselves as well as our country's people. We can never express enough our gratitude for your thinking of us in these moments of our nation's turbulence. With our love, Texcoco Center, Mexico.
The following is a report from our association's headquarters regarding the tropical storm Noel. November the 2nd, 2007. Our all-loving master. Regarding tropical storm Noel in Caribbean. The mudslides and floods created by tropical storm Noel have caused at least 81 deaths in the Caribbean, 56 in the Dominican Republic, 24 in Haiti, and 1 in Jamaica. The deadly storm dumped rains on the Dominican Republic and Haiti after it struck the island of Hispaniola, where rescuers were struggling to reach communities cut off by flooding. An overflowing river swept away the hamlet of Piedra Blanca in central Dominican Republic, where at least 7 people died. More than 58,000 Dominicans fled their homes, some 14,500 of which were damaged. Dominican President Leonel Fernandez declared a state of emergency and asked for international help, especially in the form of rescue teams and helicopters. In Haiti, floods rushed through the capital Cité Soleil area, where the inhabitants were evacuated into 2 schools and given food by volunteers. About 2,000 people had to leave their homes in the southern coastal city of Jacmel. In Jamaica, heavy rains led to flooding and mudslides. In Cuba, the government said that about 1,000 homes had suffered damage, 2,000 people had been evacuated from low-lying areas across the island, and schools were closed. In Taipei, the weather has turned cold and unusually windy since yesterday. However, there are currently no damage or casualty reports. Formosans are so fortunate to have Master's boundless care and love that ease the impact of so many disasters, both visibly and invisibly. Thank you, Master, for your foresight and uncountable grace. With all our love, your children from Formosa and Foreign Group.
Our sincere prayers are with those affected during this time. May God keep you safe and comforted. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television for further updates on our association's flood recovery efforts. We thank Supreme Master Ching Hai for your unconditional assistance and great spiritual solace for those affected. and for allowing us to share this relief information to our kind viewers, who are surely concerned and glad to know about the well-being of fellow humans in this situation. We also thank Supreme Master Qinghai International Association's Foreign Group for up-to-date reports. Supreme Master Qinghai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions, to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
Lion News. United Nations applaud peace progress in Uganda. United Nations Secretary General Ban Ki-moon said that he is encouraged by recent moves toward peace in Uganda. He commended the Ugandan government and the Lord's Resistance Army's commitment to dialogue and urged them to continue negotiations. He also called on the international community's continued support. Bravo, Uganda, on this great news! Thank you, United Nations, for supporting peace process. May heaven bless Uganda with a bright future.
Lion News. For the first time since June, Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas met with leaders of Hamas on Friday. President Abbas met with Nasreddin al-Sha'ir, former Deputy Prime Minister of the Hamas government, Hamas members Faraj Rumana, Hussein Abu Quaik, and Ayman Daragme were also present at the meeting. Apart from the discussions, the Hamas dignitaries joined President Abbas in prayer. Sha'ir stated, "This sends a positive signal to our people and decreases tension." Abu Quaik said, "The meeting took place in a positive atmosphere. I hope this is the prelude to the dialogue." Congratulations, Fatah and Hamas leaders, on your meeting. May Allah bless you and the Palestinian people with lasting stability, peace, and harmonious relations with your neighbors.
Lion News. U.S. sends food aid to Nicaragua. On Thursday, the U.S. government donated over $2.9 million of food aid to people affected by September's Hurricane Felix in Nicaragua. 280 tons of rice and 680 tons of fortified cereal were distributed through the U.S. International Development Agency, or USAID. U.S. Ambassador Paul Trevelli said that the aid would benefit 88,360 people in Nicaragua's northern Caribbean region. Thank you, and God bless the U.S. government and USAID for your kindness to the people in Nicaragua. May the country be blessed with quick recovery.
Flying News. Algeria celebrates 53rd National Day. On Friday, Algeria's 53rd National Day was commemorated. Felicitations were received from dignitaries of many countries. We also send our warmest wishes for your National Day, Algeria. May the great Allah shower infinite blessings upon your nation for the prosperity, peace, and happiness of all.
Lion News. South Australia implements new smoking ban. A ban on all smoking in pubs and clubs in South Australia went into effect on Thursday. The new measures bring South Australia in line with other states in the country. Club owners and hoteliers are confident that new patrons will pick up any initial slack in business. Thank you, South Australia, for your wise leadership in protecting the health of your citizens. Here's wishing you enjoyment of the fresh air in South Australia, mates.
Lion News. Animal rights group PETA awards U.S. colleges for vegetarian cooking. 40 U.S. colleges have been nominated by People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, or PETA, for having the most vegetarian-friendly campus. Nominees include Northwestern University, University of Montana, and Boston University. At Northwestern University, the food service provider is required to offer at least one vegan and one vegetarian choice at each meal. Ryan Huling, Youth PETA Campaign Coordinator at Northwestern University, said, There has never been a better time to be a vegetarian. A big thanks to Peter and all universities involved for your commitment to promoting and providing compassionate vegetarian meal choices for students. May heaven bless your continued noble endeavours, and we can't wait to hear who wins the grand prize.
Fly-in News. Update on Supreme Master Qinghai International Association news from Nicaragua. Just 1 month after Hurricane Felix brought damaging floods to Nicaragua's Caribbean coast, this time, heavy rains have devastated the western Pacific coast region. Supreme Master Qinghai immediately contributed another $20,000 for relief aid. Our association's relief team purchased an equivalent of $290,000 of goods in the United States, based on the cost of living in Nicaragua. With God's love, our team members brought timely and direct help of food and basic necessities to those affected.
Hola amigos y amigas, soy Silvia Taylor reportando para Supreme Master Television desde Nicaragua. En cuanto la maestra supo de la emergencia que está viviendo este país por las inundaciones, inmediatamente convocó a miembros del equipo de ayuda para desastres de la Asociación Internacional Maestra Suprema Qinghai y envió a miembros de esa asociación desde Costa Rica y los Estados Unidos para que ayudaran en el país. En este momento nos encontramos en la comunidad El Pedregal, en el municipio El Viejo del departamento de Chinandega. Con nosotros se encuentra el licenciado Ramiro Garrido, que pertenece a la alcaldía del municipio de El Viejo. ¿Podría usted comentarnos cuál es la situación actual aquí en el municipio de El Viejo?
La situación real aquí en el municipio de El Viejo, tenemos 3.964 damnificados en diferentes refugios en todo el territorio, en una extensión de 1.300 kilómetros cuadrados. Nos encontramos aquí en la Danza del Pedregal, donde están recibiendo una ayuda de parte de la maestra Qinghai, ¿verdad? Agradecemos grandemente a este esfuerzo que está haciendo esta compañera para el pueblo de Nicaragua, ya que no solamente a la ciudad del Viejo está apoyando, sino que también a las comunidades de Villanueva, Somotillo, Palo Grande, todas las comunidades afectadas por este fenómeno.
Aquí tenemos a varios miembros de la comunidad de Los Playones en Catarinas, en el municipio El Viejo, del departamento de Chinandega.
Damos gracias al Señor por cuanto nos ha concedido esta hermosa bendición que nos ha mandado la profesora Qinghai, ¿verdad? Aunque no la conocemos, pero Dios ha tocado su corazón y ella nos ha mandado este aporte para sostenernos en nuestro alimento. Damos gracias al Señor. Mi nombre es María Isabel Pastrana.
Le doy gracias a Dios por la pequeña ayuda que nos ha mandado la maestra Qinghai. Y es por primera vez aquí a la comunidad de Los Playones. Y esperamos primeramente a Dios que nos siga ayudando.
Muchas gracias. Transmitiendo Silvia Taylor para Supreme Master Television.
Supreme Master Qinghai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions, to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
In Peace News, Burundian youth to take part in peace building. The United Nations Funds for Population Activities has dedicated $4 million for a project agreed upon by the UN agency and the Burundian government. It is to be implemented by the Ministry of Youth and Sports between 2007 and 2008. The goal of the project is to support the young people, who make up 60% of Burundi's population, in becoming self-sufficient. Useful jobs, including reforestation, cleaning, and restoring the community infrastructure, will be created. It is envisioned that the youth will become an integral part of the peace-building process taking place in Burundi. Thank you, and God bless the United Nations Funds for Population Activities and the Burundi government for this far-reaching project. May heaven bless the young people of Burundi to become an essential part of creating peace in their great nation. Up next on Noteworthy News, China joins in safeguarding Antarctic marine life. There's a dog at the door. We'll be back. Stay tuned to Supreme Master Television for more positive news.
Oinky the Piglet, and welcome back to Noteworthy News, positive news for a better world. To make new towels soft and absorbent, you could try soaking them in cold water with a handful of Epsom salts. Then just wash as usual. Also, to prevent colors running in new clothes and new linen, rinse them in a bucket with a handful of Epsom salts. Thank you for watching. Let's now have a look at the weather from around the world.
In environmental news, China commits to safeguarding Antarctic marine life. China has now become a member country of the Commission for the Conservation of Antarctic Marine Living Resources. Australia, New Zealand, and the United States joined together in 1980 to safeguard the marine life in the Antarctic. Currently, there are 34 contracting members to the Commission, which is dedicated to protecting Antarctic marine life. Thank you, China and other members of the Commission for the Conservation of Antarctic Marine Living Resources, for your commitment to protecting our beautiful ocean animals. May heaven bless God's creatures to live their lives in safety and happiness.
In health news, thousands benefit from free eye surgery. Over 14,000 Guatemalans have received free eye operations in two ophthalmologic hospitals in the north and east of Guatemala. These modern hospitals, which treat almost 130 patients a day, have been set up by Cuba using Cuban equipment and doctors. This is part of the Operation Miracle Free Eye Surgery program, which is supported by both Cuba and Venezuela. The purpose of the hospitals is to provide free eye surgery, mainly on cataracts, to the primarily indigenous people of the region. Ordinarily, they could not afford such expensive surgery. Thank you, and heaven bless Cuba and Venezuela for your compassionate service to your brothers and sisters. May the Most High bless all people of this earth with health and happiness. Please stay tuned to hear about robots that help with surgery. We'll say a prayer for peace and happiness on Earth. Be right back with more noteworthy news here on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, positive news for a better world. In technology news, robots are helping with surgery. In Italy, researchers are testing a robot that can perform liver and kidney surgeries with a minimal amount of blood loss. The robot, called Altair, uses low-frequency electrical current to increase the temperature in the organ so that blood solidifies. This allows surgeons to operate without damaging blood vessels. Built by Rome's Tor Vergata University, Altair has been successfully used to help with surgery on 14 liver patients. Altair joins Da Vinci, a robot in the United States that is also helping doctors perform surgery. Thank you, researchers at Tor Vergata University, for this innovative invention. May heaven bless medical technology to keep advancing and help many.
In animal news, a modern Noah's Ark transports animals in California. Bob Daly retired 8 years ago from an executive position at Warner Brothers Studios. Now he spends his days surrounded by his animal friends. The recent fires in Malibu, California, made it essential for Mr. Daly to leave his 25-acre ranch. With his daughter's help, he was able to get all his lovely animals into his vehicle. 3 hours later, his animal friends were all safe at another of his homes. These included 50 chickens, 10 ducks, 150 pigeons, 10 sheep, 13 goats, two of which were young babies, 2 donkeys, and 1 miniature horse. When he stayed at his second home, the neighbors, especially the kids, loved having the animals so close by. However, in a few days, the whole family, human and animal, were able to return home. Mr. Daly said, "Noah is back at the ranch." Thank you and God bless you, Mr. Daly, for your love and care of your animal friends. May heaven bless all the animals to have happy, peaceful lives.
Please enjoy a joke told by Supreme Master Ching Hai entitled A Small Request.
A little girl in her Sunday suit was running as fast as she could, because she doesn't want to be late for her Bible class. So she was running and praying at the same time. "Oh dear Lord, please don't let me be late. Don't let me be late." And as she was running and praying, she didn't pay attention. She stumbled and fell, and all her clothes become muddy and dirty. So she got up and was shaking it a little bit and then started running again and said, "Oh dear Lord, please don't let me be late, but don't push me either."
And now for our viewer's heartline. This message was posted by Glenn from Canada.
"I've never seen a program in 12 languages at the same time before. This is kind of cool. If I'm not mistaken, we've got English, German, French, Spanish, Hungarian, Polish, Russian, Vietnamese, Arabic, Korean, Chinese, and of course, Iwi. Forgive me if I misidentified a language. Glenn."
Hello, Glenn. How great of you to identify correctly all the languages. That was fantastic. To date, our broadcasts have included over 30 subtitles and 40 languages. God truly gives us such a beautiful and diverse planet here. Also, in less than 2 weeks, we will be visiting your land in Canada via Galaxy 25 satellite. Hope you can tune in for more of our positive shows. Enjoy and God bless. Thank you for your love.
Do you have a heartline today? Thank you for watching Noteworthy News, positive news for a better world. If you have any comments or would like to share some positive news from your region of the world, please send to us at info@suprememastertv.com or to the address on your screen.
Supreme Master Television is broadcast online around the world 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
May you be blessed with happiness and good health. Farewell for now.